This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A bill that could settle back pay claims brought about by the state Supreme Court's Sukuma decision got enough support to pass in the Senate and has moved on to the House. Senator Brad Hawkins says it took some amending of the original, but he's otherwise pleased with how things have gone so far.
I'm very thankful that the bill 5720 was approved by the Senate. We did pick up a handful of Democratic members who voted for it, along with the Republican members. This is an issue that has been brought to me by many of the growers and agricultural employers in my 12th district, but it is an issue that impacts many, many throughout the state. I think there's upwards to 30 being named so far in these class action lawsuits.
The East Wenatchee Republican says the amended bill is more narrowly focused.
The bill as it passed the Senate is focused exclusively on how we can compensate workers for past uncompensated rest breaks. And if, according to my bill as it passed the Senate, if agricultural employers choose to do that, then they will be held harmless from lawsuits. And that's really important because I see what's happening to the agricultural industry as this really dark cloud looming of extended class action lawsuits.
Listen tomorrow for more on how Hawkins' ag wage bill evolved during debate before making the jump to the House.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.